listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
This is Giuliano Maiorana.
This is Leon Knight. Hey everyone, this is Sean Wheeler, better known as the Big Wheel.
Yo, you're rolling with Ricketts and you're listening to Shoot His Defense. Yo, check out their show.
This is Tony Vidmar.
Hi, this is Gabriel Marcotti, and you're listening to Shoot the Defense.
I'll buy my song and I won't talk this time. Well, you see the conversation.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Shoot and Defense. I'm your host, Stel, and I'm joined on the line by Joel, the star of YouTube sensation Cheeky Sport. Now, Joel, thank you for appearing on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on, mate.
Thank you, Stel. Thank you very much for having me.
Joel, we've seen the likes of Red Men TV, Arsenal TV, and Full Time Devils take YouTube by storm. Now, can you tell us what Cheeky Sport is about and what made you and your colleagues decide to create such a project?
Well, to be honest with you, I think you're right, first of all. There's other channels that have done very well, you know, and the reason why I started, weirdly enough, was because I realised that me and my mates waste a lot of time talking football at work. And, you know, you're in a working, in a professional working place, and I would spend a lot of my lunchtime, or sometimes not even lunchtime, if I'm honest with you, you're sending each other memes. And I was like, you know what, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not, these jokes are just going to waste. Let me do a debate show. Let me film how funny my friends are. And then we started filming the friends and tried to capture the whole meme kind of thing because it's what's in. And then, you know what? You start getting curious. You're like, what if I use two cameras? Or what if I use three cameras? And, you know, what if I do it this way? What if I do it that way? And then bit by bit, you just start evolving. And then this season, like, I think by October, we were like, you know what? Let's go out there and let's go get the fans. And we went out there and we were a bit ballsy. So all these other channels have actually, welcomed us with open arms, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I guess the difference between you and the others is that you're not focused on one team. You're focused on pretty much everyone. So you're ostensibly making it for pretty much every football fan there is.
Exactly. So maybe that's what I should have said the first time. thanks for directing me still. We go everywhere. There's no limitation. We don't care if you're League One. You know, we're there. If it's a match that we can get to, we'll go. You know, and not just that, we will go and we will spot your favourite footballers and we'll tell them to sign our hand and we'll get them to say Cheeky Sport and we'll get them to in a playful tongue in cheek kind of banter way. We get there. We make people laugh, man. We're out there, we're real football fans.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you stepped on two things. First of all, you say you travel everywhere to watch teams and interview fans. Now, how do you decide what you're going to do? Do you just flip a coin or just get a newspaper and say, right, we're going to this game next week?
It depends, because sometimes our Twitter fans these days are starting to tell us where they want us to go. So sometimes you'll have the guys that will go, make sure you're at the, you know, Arsenal-Aston Villa game and which, for example, you know, that was never a plan to go to. However, through demand, you know, via the Villa fans, we're like, all right, we'll go.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you have to listen to the people because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are watching. They're the ones who have subscribed to Cheeky Sport, plug it in. And so you have to listen to the people. And that's what we go about.
Fantastic. Well, look, I mean, we mentioned the signing of the hand. Now, given the nature of your interviews and, you know, the way that you approach some footballers, I mean, have you encountered any critics? And if so, what do you say to them?
Yeah, no, I mean, not everyone wants to sign your hand. I mean, that idea was was created by Cheeky Sport Dave and who he does some of the hosting as well with me. And he's a very, very funny guy. He just, you know, sometimes he's asked for people to sign his hand and sometimes they don't. Sometimes people are like, you know, I don't feel like signing your hand right about now. So you just got to deal with it, really. We're there doing our job. We're not there to hurt anyone. You know, it's all smiles. So you don't get offended by the critics because at the end of the day, there's people out there who are doing much worse, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I mean, that's a good little segue for my next question, to be fair, because you know how you hear about PC gone wrong these days, you know? What would your response be to people who think that, you know, you guys are some sort of troll group out to make a name for yourselves by humiliating footballers and managers? I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, our job is, number one, to never humiliate anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we'll meet players, and if they've got, you know, a good-looking bird next to them, we'll tell them, hey, you're doing really well there. Do you know what I mean? If, for example, I don't get your tactic, I will ask you, what is your tactic? What is your philosophy? You know, that's, one of the recent Man United ones we did. So it's saying what people say on WhatsApp and on Twitter, and it's never malicious. We're not out there, you know, making rude jokes about Chad Evans' situation. Mm. We know the line. And, you know, and funnily enough, this is why we've been blessed with other companies coming and approaching us and other channels approaching us saying, hey, you guys, you put shit, you know, but you don't push it too far. You know where the line is. So we're not really worried about those who are complaining, because chances are, you know, they do their job and we do ours.
So basically what you're doing is asking the questions that, let's say, people in the media can't or won't.
Exactly. Something that Gary Lineker wouldn't say, because he has to keep his job at BBC. You know, he does a great job there, so I'm sure he doesn't, you know, and he's got a lot of footballer friends, so he doesn't, you know, want to say anything that's too bad. But trust me, the professional footballers, they also ask questions amongst themselves as well. It's just not out in the media. We'll do it for you. We'll do it for you.
Absolutely. Now, while you've just mentioned footballers, have you received any positive messages or words of encouragement from them, or from any of them?
Well, yeah, to be honest with you. It's funny, because the ones who say, keep it going, it's not like the footballers that have made it, because sometimes, you know, well, we haven't had a chance to re-meet everyone yet,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the youth players like what we do, which is really positive. A lot of them want to be interviewed, and a lot of them, you know, they're at the club. So you know that it's a good vibe. So, and don't forget, these youth players will also turn into professionals in 1 or 2 years as well. So we're building very good connections, and they usually like a lot of the things we do.
That's very positive, because, I mean, I know from experience, a lot of footballers are gagged these days, you know. You need to go through certain people, certain channels to, you know, get in any form of contact with your footballer. So to know that these youth players that you're getting hold of, they're mm-hmm. willing to join in and give you their time of day, I think that's fantastic. Just shows how well you guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I even forgot, to be honest with you, Curtis Davis was really good with us when we did interviews with him. I mean, he's the whole captain. Very, very down-to-earth kind of guy. We bantered him a lot. We, you know, we had the chance to do a professional segment with him as well in the same show. And he knows. He knows that he had Rio Ferdinand as well. Footage that's never been seen. I don't know how I forgot to name these guys. Rio Ferdinand was very positive as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was very, very positive. It's just footage that hasn't been seen, but he was the man.
Yeah, well, there's certain things you can and can't show.
he was very good. So we have a lot of respect for those people who are just giving us the opportunity at the end of the day, because, you know, we're not out there to hurt anyone. We smile. It's all tongue-in-cheek, man.
No, of course. I mean, but the thing is, sometimes, I mean, look, you know, I know, you're not, you don't mean it in a negative way. You don't mean it to take the mickey out of anyone. But you do, I mean, put it so, in the environment that you're in, you've spoken to a lot of fans outside football grounds. I mean, have you ever been in a tricky situation? I mean, as you know, a lot of football fans can be quite intimidating, especially when the team is lost. I mean,
of course. I mean, if you see some of our episodes, we have one where Tottenham played Chelsea. You know, Chelsea got smashed, I think it was like 5-3 or something like that, or 5-2, I can't remember. And you go speak to a Chelsea fan after that game. And the good thing about Cheeky Sport is we're not afraid to take the mickey out of ourselves.
Mm.
So when they're all telling me to, you know, do one and X, Y, and Z and a bunch of other bleep words, we put it in the video. You know, at the end of the day, we're there. Whether it's, you know, it's rain, sleet, or snow, good results, bad results, we don't care, man. At the end of the day, it's football, right?
Well, exactly. So, have you ever been put in any compromising situations where you thought, okay, I better leave this one alone?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because sometimes you'll have a player that just wants to go home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to badger you if you want to go home. Or if
what about fans? Have they ever backed you into a corner?
Nah, because to be honest with you, we're not out of Yeah, but I'm not by myself. You know, usually we've got like a good four or five people out there as well with us. So I know there's, of course, a lot of fans, but at the same time, you know, people understand whilst we're out there that we're doing a job. I'm not just a numpty out there just with a mic in my hand, contrary to what some people might think. Yeah.
You're always going to get negative people. But again, you've got a camera there, so I guess that's evidence enough as it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what they think. We're out there, man. If you see the things we're shooting already and the collabs we have, if the small amount of, let's just say, my friends who are tired of my videos, let's just say if they were, they're really going to be tired of us going forward, man, because we're really heating it up now.
They'll be blocking you, mate. They'll be blocking you on Twitter.
Yeah, their problem.
exactly, yeah. So, out of all the fans that you've interviewed, which one's the most entertaining?
I think Cheeky Sport Dave, Cheeky Sport Dave would say Man United. He's a Man United fan.
Right.
The Man United guys are all right, actually. They're not bad. They actually have a good uniqueness about them. I think the West Ham fans are good. Tottenham fans are pretty good as well. QPR are also all right as well, actually, yeah. And Brighton as well.
Excellent. So, can I ask, which team or teams do you guys support? Or is this one of these keep it hush-hush kind of thing?
Everybody else, there's a variation of people who support different teams. People always asking me, I just tell them, keep guessing, my friend, keep guessing who I support. So I think it's something where as Cheeky Sport grows, people are going to start asking me more and more. I mean, there's some people who think I'm a Dagenham and Redbridge fan. Some people think I'm Scunthorpe. Some people think I'm a various bunch of Premiership teams. I say, well, you know what? You know, one day we're going to do a special show about it.
Keep them guessing. Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful. So, do you think there's a chance we'll see Cheeky Sports in Europe? Will you be going to other leagues or perhaps Champions League games?
Definitely. I mean, we're definitely covering the finals of the Champions League. And when I say finals, I mean quarterfinals, semifinals, final. We're off to Paris Saint-Germain in March. Also a fluent French speaker, so
I noticed by the way you said PSG, I'm not even going to try and copy it.
Yeah. So basically we'll be out there in a few weeks as well, and we've got a few collaborations with other people as well, so we're just going to keep working hard, man.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, look, Joel, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, my friend. Please feel free
to
come back on whenever you can or whenever you like, and good luck with your show. Before I leave you, would you like to plug anything? Or?
Listen, I have to say, everyone, if you haven't checked out Cheeky Sport, we banter the fans, we banter football, we've got like the kind of product where you, and I call it a product, it's a fans' reaction where you, it doesn't matter if you missed a game like 2 weeks ago, you will go back and you'll still laugh. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Cheeky Sport. Follow us on Instagram at Cheeky Sport. Like our Facebook page, Cheeky Sport. Subscribe to YouTube, Cheeky Sport. It's all about Cheeky Sport, man. Don't miss out. Trust me.
Fantastic. That was brilliant. To be honest, you saved me a lot of bother with the plug-in. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Joel, it's been a pleasure,
Cheeky Sport,
mate.
Joel, speaking to Stel. Love you. Love the show. Keep it up, man.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
So there you have it. Joel from Cheeky Sports. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Follow them on Twitter. Subscribe to their YouTube channel. They're most entertaining. And I'm sure you won't be let down. Now, as for us, we're on Twitter at Shoot the Defence. We have a website, shootthedefence.com. We're also on the FNX network. So get on their website and just have a look at what kind of shows that they've got. They've got gaming. They've got tech. They've got sports. They've got everything you need to know to keep you entertained. So if you're sitting on the bus and if you're anywhere in the world, just go on FNX Network and just download anything. It's fantastic. So from me, it's goodbye.